Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, December 5th, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a lower open heading into the new week, with S&P futures down 0.4% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly higher levels in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are softer in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with US 10-year yields up around 2 basis points at 3.53%. Gilts are slightly softer, while Eurozone benchmarks are firmer. The dollar is softer versus the Euro, Loonie, and Aussie, but outperforming versus the Japanese yen. Oil is up, gold is unchanged, industrial metals are firmer. Risk appetite is getting a boost heading into the new week, amid more signs of China easing its zero-COVID policy. Shanghai and Hangzhou have become the latest to ease restrictions and testing requirements. This follows a rhetorical shift from top officials last week from enforcing restrictions to downplaying Omicron severity, promoting vaccinations, and urging efforts to ease excessive COVID controls. Several big banks have turned more optimistic on China markets as a result and recently made bullish recommendations. The offshore yuan rose above the 7 handle for the first time since mid-September. Early attention in Europe is on the Russian oil price cap, after the European Union agreed to $60 per barrel on Friday after Poland dropped its opposition to the deal, after it included a review mechanism and Brussels agreed to speed up a new package of sanctions against Russia. On the data front, final services sector PMIs are the main releases of note today in Europe. The Eurozone reading was revised a fraction lower. In Asia overnight, China's Caixin update fell to its lowest level in 6 months, but investors are looking ahead to reopening momentum. Japan final services PMI was a touch better than flash, while elsewhere, there was a rebound in Australian business inventories, but company profits were down sharply. Due up on today's US economic calendar, services PMI, factory orders, and ISM non-manufacturing index. In corporate news, the Wall Street Journal reported that Apple is accelerating its plans to move some production from China amid recent unrest at the Foxconn factory in Zhengzhou, which has spurred the company to start telling suppliers to plan more actively to make things in other Asian countries. The New York Post reported that the FTC voting panel could be split in a tie over Microsoft's acquisition of Activision, which could pave the way for the deal to be approved. Separately, Bloomberg reported that if the FTC were to ban the deal, Microsoft intends to fight for the purchase and is prepared to take a blocking of the acquisition to court. And Johnson & Johnson's Janssen has confirmed that it does not intend to make an offer for Horizon Therapeutics. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Monday as China's reopening plans gained momentum. Greater China was headlined by Hong Kong, which reached 3-month highs, while mainland benchmarks were led by value stocks. Elsewhere, the performance was mixed. In regional news, Kyoto reported that Japan plans to put off for now a tax hike intended to finance a planned increase in defense spending. And the Reserve Bank of Australia is expected to raise its cash rate by 25 basis points to 3.1% at tomorrow's policy meeting. The statement will be closely eyed for changes to forward-looking commentary that paves the way for a rate hike pause in early 2023. European equity markets are softer in early trade. In European news, the Bank of England's newest rate setter has emerged as one of the most dovish members of the Monetary Policy Committee, as she now warns of the consequences of higher rates. Meanwhile, Eurozone money markets are pricing in a 50 basis point rate increase next week, down from around 70 basis points prior to inflation data. And the Confederation of British Industry has downgraded its growth forecast and sees a recession lasting until the end of 2023. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.